It's Friday, May 12th, 2023, and I'm Dave Sulp. Three things to know today. Workplace AI adoption grows despite job loss fears, per a Microsoft study. Diverging views on cybersecurity risks revealed among IT hierarchy, and 82% of German companies still rely on fax, underscoring some tech transition delays. This is the business of tech. QuoteWorks, the leading solution to create professional, branded quotes and proposals in just minutes. With over 55 integrations across PSAs, distributors, accounting, and more, QuoteWorks has more integrations than any other quoting solution for VARs and MSPs. And best of all, genuine people. They're there for you. No need to create tickets, instead, people on the other end of a call. Want to try it for free and find out how to start saving time creating quotes? Visit quoteworks.com/MSBradio. Microsoft released a study on where our time goes at work. Under the guise of Will AI Fix Work, the study also examines where our time goes. 68% of people say they don't have enough uninterrupted focus time during the workday. 57% of time spent in Microsoft 365 is on email and Teams, while 43% is on creation. That's 15% of the time on email, 23% in Teams meetings, and 19% in Teams chat. 64% say they are struggling having the time and energy to do their job, and those people are 3.5 times more likely to also struggle with innovation and strategic thinking, according to the report. But there's optimism. 3 in 4 people say they would be comfortable using AI for administrative tasks at 76%, but most people also said they would be comfortable using it for analytical, 79%, and even creative work at 73%. People also looking for AI to assist with finding the right information and answers they need at 86%, summarizing their meetings and action items, 80%, and planning their day, 77%. 49% of people say they're worried AI will replace their jobs, but even more, 70%, would delegate as much work as possible to AI to lessen their workloads. 82% of leaders say their employees will need new skills to be prepared for the growth of AI. So that might be something useful to counterbalance off the Small Business Optimism Index falling by 1.1 points in April to 89. Hitting the lowest level in just over 10 years, as business owners reported dampened expectations for the broad economy, sales, and earnings, per the National Federation of Independent Business on Tuesday. I want to put some interesting data from the Common Sense Media Group. Kids use AI more than their parents. Only 30% of parents say they've used ChatGPT, compared with 58% of students between 12 and 18. Kids are talking about the tech more, too. Only 30% of parents have heard much about ChatGPT, compared with 54% of students. And those parents don't know much either. 50% of students report using ChatGPT for school, while just 26% of parents say their kids have used it for school. Why do we care? This parallels what we're seeing in the workplace, too. Bosses unaware of their employees' use of the technology. Humans are wired to find things to be fearful of. It's a protective instinct that comes naturally. We're less able to predict positive outcomes. Ideally, this unlock of technology will achieve making work better. That said, it's the space of implementers, these IT services companies, to take advantage of that. Ideally, find ways to help those small customers navigate their problems. I spotted this in IT Brew. A new survey by IT risk management firm RiskOptics illustrates how IT personnel at varying levels of seniority aren't necessarily seeing eye to eye when defining terms like risk and may have very different views about the biggest problems facing their departments. 59% of directors and 51% of managers named the sheer quantity of cyber attacks their biggest day-to-day challenge, while 52% of those at the SVP level say that their biggest headache is that the C-suite doesn't understand cyber and IT risks. Senior executives at the C-suite level name their most significant challenges as insufficient funding, 42%, and leadership turnover, 40%. Despite all the respondents to the survey working in the same field, just 45% picked the same definition of risk, while only 47% agreed on the definition of threats. Why do we care? We have a long way to go. There's a similar disconnect with customers, too. One of the risks of a space like cybersecurity is not only the words being used being not impactful. It's also that we may not have the same definitions. Remember, this data is those in IT itself, so expect the numbers to be far worse with non-technical customers. I just had to cite this one. It's data from Germany surveying 505 companies. 82% of them still fax. Notably, one-third of the respondents said their use of the 180-year-old technology is frequent or very frequent. Why? Quote, what is most valued about the classic fax machine is, above all, its ability to clearly trace whether something has been sent, said Niels Brizel, Bitkom's head of digital business processes. Now, why do we care? With all the talk of transformation of work, there's still data on how long it takes for older technologies to be replaced. This isn't instant, and we should remember that. Here's yet another data point to remind us. Some of that old technology sticks around for a very, very long time. Are you and your clients tired of the time-consuming ticket tennis of coordinating meetings and help desk calls? Wouldn't it be better to automate this process with a tool that connects directly to ConnectWise Manage or Autotask? TimeZest offers scheduling automation that gives you complete control of your schedule and eliminates the hassle of calendar ping pong. As the only service designed specifically for MSPs, it integrates into your workflow and makes scheduling appointments easy on you and your clients. Plus, you can try TimeZest for free. Visit timezest.com/MSP radio and use the code MSP radio to get 10% off your first year of TimeZest. Thanks for listening. Today, National Provider Day. Not IT provider, but childcare provider. Take a moment to think about them. There'll be a bonus episode this weekend as we dive into Agile again. And we talk with Douglas Squirrel, who's got a very interesting approach I think you're going to want to hear. Have a great weekend, and I'll talk to you next week. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSP radio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit msp.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.